Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then Thursdays and Fridays, Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local, 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Big Willie 105.5, also on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. I'm also the force multiplier of truth. So we've got Dimitri Graffiti coming up in just a bit. Let me read you the rules of engagement, and then we'll talk about this Sean Fluharty thing, the West Virginia flu, running for state senate. This is a joke. Anyway, the rules of engagement for Dimitri Graffiti: do not have your radio on in the background when you call 740-325-1490. When your call is answered, don't wait for a producer. Do not wait to be asked your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander, do not libel, do not curse, do not target station clients, do not violate federal, state, or local laws, and above all else, do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with a host. Dimitri Graffiti, 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti is ADA compliant, which means that Americans with Disabilities Act, we honor it, and so anybody with any kind of disability is still free to call in, because that's just how we roll. That's all there is to it. All right, this story that we got from the from Nine, Delegate Sean Fluharty, who does not like me very much, by the way. He is a hardcore leftist gambling industry hack and in favor of the transgender agenda, hardcore leftist. He's the guy that got thrown out from the Wheeling Civic Center by two armed security guards. After he behaved so badly, and he was walking out with a cup that appeared to have some sort of a amber-colored drink in it. I don't know what he was drinking, if anything. Maybe he was just holding the cup for somebody else. I don't know. Anyway, so I see the headline here. West Virginia Delegate Sean Fluharty announces a state Senate bid. I call him the WVU Flu because that's his handle on Twitter, the WVU Flu, which is a perfect name for him. So it says here, Sean Fluharty, a delegate from the West Virginia House of Delegates representing the 5th District, has announced his candidacy for the state Senate. Fluharty, who has served in the House since 2014, is the minority whip. And I do mean minority. I think they have 10 Democrats or something. It's really pathetic. It's just so, so bad. Anyway, he is going to be running, if he wins the primary, he'll be running against the winner of the Republican primary. The incumbent is Laura Wacom Chapin, and we will see how that works out. She's got a rhino running against her. I don't think that he's going to win, but you never know. You just never know. If elected, Fluharty aims to, quote, bring the government back to the people, quote, end quote, with a focus on affordability, retention, and quality of life issues. What the hell does that even mean? He's quoted here saying, looking at quality of life issues that you talk about at the kitchen table and not just polarizing issues, we are talking about affordability in West Virginia, the ability to raise your family here and be proud of it and bring people back. Let me interpret what Sean Fluharty is saying. He doesn't want to talk about polarizing issues. The polarizing issues are the issues that the Democrats lose on. The polarizing issues to the Sean Fluhartys of the world are abortion, transgender agenda, DEI, and gun control, and certainly others. But those are the main ones. And also defending our border, ICE arresting illegals. When the Democrats talk about they don't want to focus on polarizing issues, that means issues that they lose on. And the only people who are polarized are those in the far left, because everybody else isn't all in favor of them. And he is emphasizing the importance of engaging with voters, including independents who can vote for him in the primary. What I think is important to note in the primary is that independents can vote for me in the primary, unlike in the Republican primary, where independents are not allowed to vote. Thank God for that. Because in the Republican primary in West Virginia, the only people who are allowed to vote are Republicans. Yeah, imagine that. Not independents who can vote for the squishy rhino candidates and or Democrats who switch to independents. They can vote in the Republican primary. I think any political party that allows independents to vote in their primary is insane. Absolutely insane. Fluharty plans to connect with voters directly, saying, I'm going to be knocking on your doors and talking to you and telling you, look, we may not agree on everything, but we can have a conversation as adults on real issues. Well, you're not going to be able to agree with Sean Fluharty on much of anything. He is a hardcore, unapologetic, a leftist who is all in favor of the transgender agenda, who is all in favor of DEI, who is all in favor of abortion, who's all in favor of gun control. Just look at his voting record. Look at all the speeches that he's made. And he's a hack for the gambling industry. He works for the gambling industry. No mention of that in this puff piece written by Channel 9. Well, if he's going to be knocking on doors and he knocks on your doors, ask him about these polarizing issues that you care about. Well, do you want to ban abortions? Do you want to ban DEI? Do you want to ban transgender surgeries on little children? See what he says about that. See what he says about that. I don't think he has a snowball's chance in hell, but stranger things have happened. No question about that. And again, I'm more than happy to have any candidate on either party, any office, to come on and talk with me. Tomorrow we've got one of the candidates running in the Republican primary for this district, a guy named Riley Watkins, who works, I guess, at WVU or something, or a WVU grad, West Lib, I think. Well, I've certainly screwed that up. Anyway, he's an exercise guy. That much I know. He's an exercise guy who can help you lose weight. He's a young guy, and he's going to be here in studio, and maybe he can teach me how to plank or do whatever, and we'll be talking with him. He is one of the candidates on the Republican side. Don't know anything much about him, but we will find out and see if he's ready for prime times. That'll be tomorrow. But we'll be more than happy to have Sean Fluharty on, and really anyone who is running, either Republican or Democrat, any primary, more than happy to have them come on. They can speak their mind. They can say whatever they want, but then they're going to have to answer my questions. And that's typically the deal breaker with a lot of these candidates. They don't want to answer Dimitri's questions. They really don't. I don't do gotcha questions. I don't do, I don't throw curveballs. I ask very straightforward questions. And many times they have no earthly idea how to answer. It really is pathetic. That's the biggest problem I have with a lot of the candidates. They won't come on because they know they're going to have to answer my questions, even though I'm going to give them all the time in the world to say whatever they want. All right, got to say goodbye to our Facebook friends because Dimitri Graffiti is coming up and Dimitri Graffiti is banned on Facebook. So please share this everywhere and we'll get to talk with you again tomorrow. But now it's just on the radio side. Excuse me a second. Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm actually doing a lot better with this cold, but man, oh, man. Every once in a while coughing. We got Dimitri Graffiti coming up here in a matter of nanoseconds. So line up now, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Say and do pretty much anything you want, but do not in any way try to interact with the host. Call now.
Are you ready for the Jambo Redneck Run?
Engagement for Dimitri Graffiti to not have your radio on in the background when you call 740-325-1490. When your call is answered, do not wait to ask. Have someone ask your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate federal, state, or local laws. And above all else, do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti, 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant. Thank you. Dimitri Graffiti.
We're working on down here right now.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Hey, I'm trying to add Dimitri as a friend on Facebook, but it's not letting me. Anyone know what's going on?
Dimitri Graffiti.
Hey, can you get Deep Pockets to get a prize package for a dozen roses?
No way. No way that you could come from my loins. As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm gonna do is punch you.
Rules of engagement, Dimitri Graffiti. Do not have your radio on in the background when you call 740-325-1490. When answered, do not wait for someone to ask you your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander, do not libel, do not curse, do not target station clients, do not violate federal, state, or local laws. And above all else, do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti, 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant. Dimitri Graffiti.
Oh, yeah, so much wearing, so yeah, oh, man, I'm so great, and so great, it's so great, oh, you did.
Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti.
Hey, if Radio Graffiti is ADA compliant, can we get closed captioning for when the Macho Man calls in?
Is failure to communicate.
Dimitri Graffiti. Dimitri Graffiti.
You wouldn't even be able to understand me if I had them subtitles on or all that closed captions or whatever it is you want.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Showing Thursday, 8 p.m., we're in Plaza Theater, the 2007 movie, There Will Be Blood. Be there or be square.
Sir, you're under arrest for inciting a riot.
That's all, folks.
Public intoxication, violation of the fire code, failure to obey a lawful command, and resisting arrest. You understand what I just charged you with?
Hell yeah.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. To be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Thank you.
the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A. Well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this.